feel like we were tricked. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. Those are the words of Arbery Wright after a Minnesota judge sentenced an ex-cop for the accidental shooting death of Wright's 20-year-old son, Dante.
They were so tied up into her feelings and what's going on with her that they forgot about my son being killed. A life was taken. And it's just sad to say that I feel like we was tricked.
Former Officer Kim Potter shot Dante Wright with a gun when she meant to use a taser. She got only a third of the minimum six-year sentence that prosecutors had been asking for. The sabers are rattling along the Russia-Ukraine border, where Russia has the troops it would need for an invasion. Meanwhile, Fox's Trey Yink says those sympathetic to Russia are trying to make it look as if Ukraine is the one prompting a conflict.
The leaders of the separatist-held territory in eastern Ukraine are evacuating their civilians to Russia, claiming that Ukraine plans to launch an attack in this area. They have provided no evidence to support these claims, and an evacuation of this scale will take hours with thousands and thousands of people. Analysts in the region worry this could be laying the groundwork for that false flag attack that Western intelligence analysts worry could be a justification for President Putin to launch an invasion into Ukraine. One Ukrainian officer tells Fox News his soldiers are responding to the shellings by Russian-backed separatists and remain prepared for further escalation.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The wife of a Navy nuclear engineer has pleaded guilty to trying to help her husband sell secrets to a foreign government. Diana Toby of Annapolis, Maryland, acted as a lookout at prepared locations where computer memory cards with the secrets were left behind. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Arrests have begun in Ottawa, Canada, where truckers who are angry about COVID vaccine mandates have been tying up traffic. Jeremy Glass is one of the protesters.
I don't want to get arrested today because I want to be able to continue fighting my fight. And I've heard word that, you know, if I do get arrested, I'll have to sign a paper saying I'm not coming back to Ottawa. But we need to go somewhere. This is my right to be here.
Here in the U.S., Fox News has learned that congressional leaders will be briefed about the possibility of a similar truck convoy coming to D.C. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers are holding several British citizens and an American. That's according to the U.S. and British governments. The wife of one of the detainees told the AP her husband was picked up in Kabul after meeting with Taliban leaders. They've abandoned the search for a woman who went overboard on a cruise ship. Fox's Evan Brown with that.
The Carnival Valor returns to New Orleans, though it was made to search an area out in the Gulf of Mexico because a 32-year-old woman fell from a balcony. Some passengers saw it happen. Others heard it from an announcement.
That someone jumped, that a lady jumped overboard.
The woman's name is not yet released. The Coast Guard searched more than 2,500 square nautical miles. The passenger, who had been cruising with her husband, was seen distraught and being escorted by security guards shortly before she went over. Eben Brown, Fox News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom today said he's backing a bill banning assault weapons based on the new Texas abortion law. That law leaves it up to private citizens to do the enforcement with civil lawsuits, theoretically making it harder for the Supreme Court to intervene. 30 miles of Interstate 39 in Illinois remain closed for a second day. This after a snowstorm led to a 100-car pileup. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.